In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. Te clamamus, exules filii Evi, a te suspiramus, gementes et frentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo ad, frata nostra, illos tuos misericordias oculos, ad nos converte, et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende, o clemens, o pia, a dulcis Virgo Maria, sedis sapientiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. I would like to finish going over the church, as you might say, official teaching on the sacrament of penance. The 1973 decree, very detailed. It is well to know that 1973 was how many years after the Council? The Council closed in what year? 1965. In other words, it is 8 years. By that time, things had somewhat settled down. Remember what we said about the three forms of absolution. It is well to know that general confession with general absolution is as old as the church. Well, the first specific laws on how to make a general confession and on what conditions the absolution is valid were first spelled out by Pope Paul VI. What needs to be said and stressed is that for general absolution to be valid, the penitent must intend to confess the sins which were absolved in a group, must intend to confess those sins in his or her next private confession. Otherwise, the general absolution is invalid. Do not forget that. Either there is the intention of confessing those sins, mortal sins, in a private confession, and specifically, what sins were committed, how often they were committed. Otherwise, either that intention is there, or the absolution is not valid. And over the years now, especially in the United States, with such widespread general absolution, I firmly believe, I am sure, most of those general absolutions are not valid. And this, of course, is, they are more than just a tragedy, because not just those individuals who then do not receive absolution, but gradually people become accustomed to not confessing their sins. Notice what we said, the external sign of sorrow. I think I can say a few words about that. And sisters, this is not just for general absolution. I believe I mentioned that the church has never taught with certitude that absolution of a sinner baptized, Catholic, and all the rest. The Church has never taught that the absolution is valid unless there is some external manifestation of sorrow. That is why, again, in teaching priests, I tell them they may be dealing, for example, with dying patients or persons who are near death. And it may be that the people can no longer go into detail and confess all their sins. Can a priest give valid absolution to a person who is still conscious but unable to tell his or her sins? Yes, provided there is some external sign of contrition. And thus, over the years, people that I've given absolution to could not make a confession. Dying people, I would tell them, for example, I'm holding your hand. Let me know, or at least a little bit, say, squeezing my hand, or lift your right hand. But they can hardly lift. They try to lift it. In other words, their will is behind some muscle of the body. Am I clear? And the Church teaches, unless there is some external, sensibly perceptible manifestation of sorrow. Notice, not necessarily the manifestation of the sins. Am I clear? But some manifestation of sorrow. And over 20 centuries, the Church has never said that absolution is certainly valid. And that is why I said, in working especially in hospitals, I would, when people were brought in, I think I told you my record was nine people in one night brought in, and all were DOAs. What is a DOA? Dead on arrival. Okay. Now, one night, nine people, one night in one hospital in downtown Cleveland. And I think two were accidents and the other were crimes, were murders. One night. And I think I also told you that the Church now holds that even though a person is apparently dead, the soul may still be in the body. I tell you the story of that woman, remember? Who was frozen and never told you that? Yeah. I have a lot of stories. I don't want to waste any. This woman in midwinter in Chicago. And in Chicago it can get 20, 30 degrees below zero Fahrenheit in the, call it the dead of winter. She was driving a car. The car stalled. She went outside to see why the car wasn't moving. She raised, they call that the hood. Hood. She raised the hood. Well, she dropped over and froze.